today. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you are continuing to do with the TMC call. We thank you for the two women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we thank you for their obedience and their yes, O Heavenly Father, which has allowed us to come together here in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary each day for almost 7 years now. Lord, we ask that you continue to just keep them, keep their minds on you, keep them in perfect peace, O Heavenly Father. Continue to do the exceeding and the abundant, more than they could hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in them. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist's life, which is the vehicle that brought us all here today, O Lord. Father, we continue to just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask that you download a word into the speaker for this morning for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you in advance, knowing that you are going to bless us with what thus says the Lord this morning. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Now, I am going to get out of the way so that our hostess with the mostest, our lovely Mississippi Queen, can come forth and host the call. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can. The floor is yours. Take it away, my Mississippi Queen.
Praise God. Good morning to you, Minister Kai, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, it's just a joy to come on this call every Monday through Friday and just hear the joy of the Lord and the voices every morning, and you definitely started us off with Take It to the King Tuesday as our morning tag, and I glorify God for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say TMC family, the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary family. We're so glad to have you on the call this morning. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I tell you, we're so excited because this is our celebration month, and celebrating 7 years here on the Master's Call is such a blessing, and I hope you join us and invite others to come along with us and just celebrate and thank God for what he's doing. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. We're here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time, 5 a.m. Pacific, and, of course, 8 a.m. Eastern. And these two dynamic, powerful, anointed women of God started this call back in October 25th, 2010, and they are none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is lovingly called our Mother Eagle. We glorify God for these women continuously bringing this call forth every Monday through Friday. And it started on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And of course, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And of course, we know by many testimonies that this is what's taking place each and every day. So, of course, again, I want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. You'll notice that all the messages have been archived there. You can always get a word from the Lord. And our theme for this year, in 2017, we got 3 months left in this year. In 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, of course, we want you to be a part of us. We're not exclusive. We're all one big happy family. You could be a part of this wonderful ministry by greeting or hosting or just giving a word of the Lord. So send the information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. We'll be so excited to have you guys join us. Now, God has blessed many of us to be a part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist Life. We have been in existence over 27 years. I say we because I am definitely a part of that family and so proud of it. We are helping so many people with their health. So get with the person that invited you on this call. And then better still, we have the new morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. You can go there and hear, like today is Presidential Day. Yeah, I know some vital information will be given. Tomorrow will be Awareness Wednesday. Thursday will be Testimonial Thursday. Get on that call, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-617-POUND. And we also have a Metro PC number that if you have problems getting on the call, you could share 857-957-1147. Now, I'm getting out of the way because I know that we have a powerhouse on the line, okay? This man of God has definitely been a blessing to the masses, and we're so thankful that God has blessed him to be a part of our ministry here on the Master's Call. Who am I speaking of? I am speaking of the man of God we call Pastor Everett Thomas. God has ordained this man of God to be a blessing to us. He is. He stems out of Detroit, Michigan. He has been a pastor for many years. He has been a blessing to the community, to the United States of America, because he has traveled in various places being a blessing as God has called him to be. He will give you a word straight from God. He doesn't pull any punches. He loves serving because he has been a blessing to young men, old men alike, and not only men but women of God as well. He is an example by staying on the word of God, ministering the word of God, acting out the word of God, okay? He not only speaks it, but he shows it by the life that he lives. He loves the Lord with all his heart. He has been a blessing, like I said, to the community. He's had men's ministry, young boys teaching them and showing them the way, and he has so much more in him that he has a desire to serve. He is a husband, a father, a grandfather, and we thank him for being a blessing to the masses and a blessing to the Master's Call. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas out of Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. I want to acknowledge Minister Kai. Thank you for greeting and tagging this day with such a tag of Take It to the King Tuesday. And we thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the opportunity to share on this day. So good morning to everybody. God has blessed us to see another day. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in him. Just want to invite your attention to 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting verse 1. It says, but understand this, reading from the Amplified version, that in the last days will come, set in perilous times, of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They'll be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety to religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession, and avoid all such people. Turn away from them. Amen. For among them are those who warm their way into homes and captivate silly and weak-natured and spiritually dwarfed women, loaded down with the burden of their sins and easily swayed and led away by various evil desires and seductive impulses. These weak women would listen to anybody who would teach them. They are forever inquiring and getting information, but are never able to arrive at a recognition and knowledge of the truth. Just want to talk this morning about these are the times. These are the times. These are the times that so much drama is going on, so much is happening around us, and we also know in nature earthquakes and tornadoes, hurricanes, and so many things happening. These are the times. These are the times that we are going through. And realizing that God is still God, we have to understand in these times. Of course, the songwriter left these words on record. So in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he is the one, the rock. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Yes, in times like these are the times that we need to really draw closer to God and amen, and allow him to guide our footsteps and yield to his wisdom and his direction. Amen, amen. But the good thing is that God never leaves us nor forsakes us, and we have to realize that even in times like these, we must make sure that we are in right standing with God. We're living a righteous and holy life and being an example of what a godly man, a godly woman looks like. The world is looking for direction, and God has granted us and deputized us, if you will, to make disciples, not just bring people to the church, but to make disciples. In other words, to help them to understand that the lifestyle must change. We must repent, turn away from sin, and to live a life that is pleasing to God. So these are the times to be the salt, be the light that God called us to be. Amen. God has given us a challenge today to make a difference, to be change makers. And these are the times. These are the times. It's never, ever a time to be lukewarm. These are the times to make sure we're on fire for God. Amen. To let people know that there is a way out, and God is that way. I came across a message, and I just want to share this message from Reverend Dr. Claudette Anderson Copeland. And she said, isn't it amazing that warnings are heeded only when it's almost too late? Christians doze quietly in the soft lap of church life and all of its busy work until reality intrudes upon our comfort. But God has not failed to warn us that terrible times will come. Forewarned should be forearmed. Terrible times, quote unquote, occurs whenever an individual, a family, a community, or a nation develops an agenda that is self-centered rather than governed by God's goals. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Sometimes terrible times come because others are overly concerned with their personal freedoms. Others' personal freedoms to use, to hurt, to indulge, to gossip. Now the source of your present sorrow? Or have you, your own choices brought on the terrible times? Have you become a lover of self? Have you rewarded yourself with self-indulgence because you have suffered maltreatment or deprivation? To this, God issues a pivotal challenge. Have nothing to do with them. Verse 5. Why? Because partnership with the spirit of this age, self-love, is a dead-end journey. Yes, it is a dead-end journey. Forbearers endure loss, poverty, illiteracy, exclusion, and unimaginable personal suffering. Yet they made choices for the higher good and the unseen community. They left a pattern for getting through perilous times, like the pattern that Paul described to Timothy. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. So as you come to this point, continue. The testimony of our ancestors is validated through our progress. Continue in the things you have learned and have become convinced of. We have a guideline for troubled times. Terrible times will come. However, we are equipped when we stand on God's tried and tested word, his principles, his wisdom, his eternal and immutable truth. God is stronger than terrible times or perilous times. So, my brothers and my sisters, we have to understand these are the times to draw on the strength of God's word, the power of the Holy Spirit. These are the times to draw closer to one another, to let each of us know that we have what we need to stand tall. Amen. Because of the word of God is within us. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And we look at Colossians also. Colossians reminds us in the third chapter, it says, and then you have been raised with Christ, Amplified Version again, to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead. Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and set your mind, your minds, and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died, and your new life, or your real life, is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in the splendor of his glory. So kill, deaden, deprive of power the evil desire lurking in your members, those animal impulses, and all that is earthly in you that is employed in sin, sexual vice, impurity, sensual appetites, unholy desires, and all greed and covetousness, for that is idolatry, the defying of self and other created things instead of God. It is on account of these very sins that the holy anger of God is ever coming upon the sons of disobedience, those who are obstinately opposed to the divine will. Among whom you also once walked, in other words, past tense, when you were living in addicted to such practices. But now put away and rid yourselves completely of all these things, anger, rage, bad feeling toward others, curses and slander and foul mouth abuse and shameful utterance from your lips. Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old unregenerate self with its evil practice. Yes, these are the times to put on the new man. These are the times to let our light shine. These are the times to really be the salt of the earth. Amen. This is time to really make a difference. There's a word we call tolerant, and a lot of times people say, well, you ought to be tolerant, you know, when people act in different ways, and we ought to accept their behavior. But there's a time for tolerance, and there is also a time for intolerance. being tolerant can be a positive characteristic when dealing with people's idiosyncrasies or weaknesses. Tolerance is also positive when it frees someone from prejudice toward a person's race or culture. But believers must not be tolerant of anyone who claims to teach the faith while living opposed to it, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people turn away, the Bible says, for they cause great danger to weak believers. That's the kind of tolerance we don't need. So these are the times to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, we remember the old hymn of the church. It says, time is filled with swift transition, not of earth, unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Covered not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright, the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, these are the times. These are the times that we need to be holding on tight. Oh, yes, to God's unchanging hand. Yes, these are the times. Amen. To even rejoice. Yes, Paul told us in Philippians, he says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And that's one of the things we have to understand, who we are and whose we are. Amen. Even in the midst of these times, God says in his word that we can still have joy, because the joy that we have, the world didn't give to us. The world can't take it away. So we have to stand on his word, stand on his, amen, promises that he will, amen, come through for us. He will open doors that men have shut in our faces. He will, amen, make a way out of no way. Amen. He will lift our heads even when they are bowed down. He'll give us, amen, joy in the midst of sorrow. Yes, he will. He will, amen, when things are not going where we think they should, he has a way of orchestrating, amen, us into the pathway of his peace. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. So let me remind us today that we are serving a great God, amen, a Father that loves us, a Father that, amen, that promises were that the Spirit will abide with us and that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, in times like these, we do have victory, amen. We don't have to be bowed down and feel defeated, amen. We have victory. Yes, there is victory in Jesus. These are the times, amen, to draw on his strength, amen. When I'm weak, he is strong. Amen, the word says. And so I just want to encourage our hearts today. Yes, these are the times we're living in. There are times, and what's happening around us and what happened in Nevada, amen, in different areas in our country and beyond. Amen, these are the times to really develop a strong prayer life. Yes, these are the times, amen, to draw from the Lord. So I want to encourage us to let the world know that Jesus Christ still saves, the blood still covers, amen, and that we can still have the victory in Jesus. God bless your hearts, and may God keep you. These are the times. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Man of God, thank you for that profound message this morning. These are the times. And, yes, we would definitely hold on to God's unchanging hand. Love that song. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction after a few messages. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you for the Spirit of truth dwelling among us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning with you on our minds, Lord God, realizing that it's only in you that we live, move, and have our being. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who brought forth this word to remind us that these are the times to stay at your feet, oh God, to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and realize, Father God, that only through you, Father, we're victorious. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you have for this man of God. So we ask that you pour back virtues into him as he poured into us, O God, that you bless his family, bless his surroundings, his church, and everything that concerns him, Lord God. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you will continue to allow to flow within him, Lord God, as he go forth to do your work. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord. These are 7 years, Lord, of faithfulness as unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you restored them like never before. We glorify you, Father, for Dr. PK, for restoring her health, Lord God, and Minister Kai, Minister Willa, and Minister Ada, Father God, and Jackie, oh God. We thank you, Father, for doing a work through them and for them like never before. We ask a special blessing on Kendra Carter, Lord God. We call the blood of Jesus to overshadow her body like never before. We call her healed by the blood of the Lamb. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen Patricia Carter and her family, Lord God, as they mourn over her nephew, Father God. We know that you know all things, Lord God, so we ask that you touch the family. Strengthen them and keep them and comfort them, Father God, in the spirit of the living God. We thank you for our TMC family us on the call, Lord God, as hearing the sound of my voice, and we ask that you continue to bless and strengthen and keep them, Lord God. We thank you for your word that goes forth and never returns void, but always accomplishes what you sent it to do. So we here adhere to your word. We're acting on your word, Father God, and we will go forth to do the work that you called us to do as ministers in the marketplace. We say we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for all that you're doing in Jesus' name, and continue to bless artists' life, Father God, in its entirety, the leaders, the owners, Lord God. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, please, please share this message with somebody. These are the times. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And I know you want to hear what the call, the presidential call. I know we're going to get some vital information that's coming up right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. We're so grateful and thankful that God has just strengthened each and every one of us through these trying times, through hurricanes and storms and earthquakes and fires, and we know that God is doing a perfect work through it all. We ask that you continue to pray and be strengthened by the word of the Lord. We thank you, Minister Kai, for doing such an awesome work this morning by seating and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that tag, Take It to the King Tuesday. We thank God for you, and thank you again, man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas, for giving us a profound message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. Take it to the Lord.